Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media and the web.
Hello and welcome to show number 48 of Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. It is Wednesday the 18th of October 2006 and today's episode we're talking about search engine optimization, why you need it and how to sell it if you're a search engine or a web developer. As usual, today I'm joined by...
Tina Goodman. Hi, Brendan. Hi, everyone out there.
How are you doing, Tina?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
That's good to hear. Today we're going to talk about SEO, search engine optimization. We'll start off, I guess, by saying why you need it. And the very good reason for why you need it is that it works well and it can boost your web visitors and your web sales and your web lead generation, whatever your website's about, it can boost it through the roof.
Yeah, I think most people are starting to understand that it's not just enough to put up a website. You've also got to really try and drive traffic to it. And one of the best ways to do that is that if people are searching for your product or service, that it comes up in the search engines.
I gave a good example to a client just the other day. I gave him an example of what effective search engine optimization can do if you get high rankings. And it's like having your business put in the middle of a major shopping center and having, you know, 10,000 customers who are actively searching and want to buy your product walk into your shop each and every day. And can you imagine how much rent you would pay to have a place in that shopping center? But that's exactly how it is for search engine optimization, because if you're selling, I'll use iPods as an example, most people know what an iPod is. If you're selling iPods and someone's searching for iPod and they type in iPod or iPod accessory or whatever into a search engine, there's a fairly decent likelihood that that person's got a commercial intent, that is, they're looking to buy that product. And if you're number one in the search engines for that, then basically those people are entering your store, entering your website with a really strong desire to buy. Now, there's nothing better than that. And, you know, it's almost impossible to equate that with the outside world, because people will wander past a music shop or a department store and wander in and have a look, not with a strong desire to buy. They might just buy while they're wandering along. So the search engine optimization brings beautifully targeted people to your store to buy, and you can't really get any better. And the beauty of it is that obviously that it's a worldwide market. You're just not limited to your geographical presence of, you know, 10 kilometers around your store.
It's interesting to notice how search engine marketing is growing so much when compared to print and radio advertising.
The online marketing, pay-per-click advertising, is outstripping print and radio ads now.
Yeah, I think big companies are starting to realise just how targeted the search engine marketing can be.
Yeah, but the difficult thing for people looking to buy search engine optimization services is there's so much crap out there.
Mm.
I'll look at websites that purport to be... I'll look at websites that say that they're search engine optimization specialists, and you look at their website and they've got absolutely no clue what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, they'll toss out a bit of information about how they do it, and it's complete crap most of the time. And I can tell by looking at a site in 10 minutes or in 10 seconds whether they actually know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the critical element of search engine optimization these days is links to your website. Your on-page factors are really important. What's on the page? You've got to have the heading, the subheading, the title tag, and mention the keyword that you're trying to get found for throughout the copy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. The title tag is really important. The heading's not so important. The body copy is not so important to have the keyword term in there. But it's the links to your website. So if you can get links to your website from related sites, from relevant sites, from trusted sites, really importantly, then that's much more advantageous, and that will get you high search engine rankings. So essentially your search engine optimization these days is getting links to your website. And I won't go into them, I'll just mention briefly now how to get links to your website. You can do things like you can buy it, you can rent them, you can do reciprocal links. They're okay, they're not great strategies anymore. The best way to do them is just having a great quality website, develop things that people would want to link to and get links that way. And it's an ongoing process. You've got to be doing stuff each and every day on your website if you really want to get a high search engine ranking for a competitive search term. So now we'll move on to how to sell web search engine optimization services. And I've made it, So now we'll move on how to sell search engine optimization services. And I've kind of condensed this down so it's just, it seems really simple or silly, not silly, I suppose.
Well, I think it's fairly straightforward as soon as you get the person to understand that people visiting their website is in their interest.
Yeah, it's education is the key.
Yeah.
Education is the key.
Then they're keen.
Yeah. And all you've got to do is demonstrate the value of what you're doing. I gave a really good example to a guy just the other day, a quick review of his websites, and his key term he wanted to target generates about 85,000 searches a month. Now, from experience and research, we know that about 40% of those people will actually click on the top-ranked website within a search engine. So taking all things being equal, it's about 35,000 visitors to his website. That's about, 1,000 a day, just over 1,000 a day. Now, at a conversion rate of 5%, that's 50 sales per day.
Mm-hmm.
At his product, I think, was $60, $70. Let's say it's $60. 50 sales at $60 is $3,000 per day. Now, that's $1 million in added revenue in gross sales per year because of high search engine ranking. So to sell search engine services, number one, you've got to educate people on the value of search engine optimization and the benefits that it can provide. And number two, you've got to quantify exactly what you're doing. Find out how many searches are done for the key term that they want to target. Find out what their conversion rate on their website is at the moment, if they've already got an existing website. If not, just take a rough guess that it's going to be about 3-4% conversion rate, all things being equal across a whole range of industries. Now, once you do those two things, the education, and then you demonstrate and quantify the benefit, then you can provide your proposal and say, look, your search engine optimization is going to cost you, you know, $5,000, $10,000, but the benefit of you is an additional $400,000 in sales.
Have you found it easy to sell the concept to people?
Yeah, that's actually pretty easy to do it that way.
And what are the difficulties, though, that you come across?
The difficulties is that they haven't got the budget. That's generally the difficulty.
Yeah.
So what you've got to do is try and reduce the perception of risk in dealing with you, show them your track record, show testimonials so that they go, hey, this person really knows what they're talking about. I'm very likely to get these benefits. There's low risk in doing it, so I'm going to come up with this money from somewhere. But some
people, and do they ever not believe that you don't know what you're doing?
Nah, generally they believe in what we're doing because we give them testimonials and
yeah. They
call people and all the rest of it, so it's pretty well documented what we've done and what we can do.
Yeah.
So yeah, that the trust factor is generally pretty high if you do those sort of things. And people say you should never guarantee SEO services because you can't say we'll guarantee we'll get you number one in Google, but I find every now and then I do because I'm so confident in getting number one in Google for whatever search term that will say, oh, we'll guarantee it. And if it doesn't happen, you get 50% of your money back. The reason being that you spend the other 50% on generating the links, or you've got some hard costs there associated with your search engine optimization, doing a range of things, whether it's setting up little niche websites, buying links or whatever. So that's probably enough for the show. We'll keep it nice and short and sharp.
Okay.
And that's search engine optimization, why you need it and how you can sell it. And there's a couple of tips from someone who does both of those things. Hope they've been of use. As always, give us your feedback on Tailored, our Skype account, or visit tailoredpodcast.com for our full contact details. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, everyone. Talk soon.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media and the web.